Welcome back to The Customer Code, the podcast where we decode the future of marketing, AI, and customer strategy. I'm Christina. And today we're asking a question that's on a lot of people's minds right now. Do we still need marketing degrees?
It's a fair question. I once sat on a panel with a CEO who said, "We don't need marketing books. We just need to look at Amazon." At the time, it was provocative. Today, it feels like the mainstream view.
With Google handing out certificates, AI writing campaigns, and companies hiring psychologists and data scientists into marketing, it's easy to wonder, what's the point of a marketing degree?
That's exactly what we're unpacking today. And we'll look at what the research actually tells us.
Let's start with the big one. If Google and Meta give you badges that employers recognize, why bother with a degree?
Because a certificate teaches you how to operate a tool, not how to think about marketing. There's a recent study analyzing hundreds of marketing job ads showing that companies are asking for digital tool skills more than ever. That fuels the perception that tools equal employability.
And tools are quick to learn, cheap, and look great on CVs.
They are, but they don't teach strategy, judgment, or ethics. You learn where to click, but not how to decide. And marketing is ultimately a decisions business.
The second myth is almost romantic. You learn marketing by doing it.
Experience absolutely matters. But there's a problem. Entry-level jobs are disappearing. Several studies show that many junior tasks, research, drafting, data cleaning, are already automated. And when companies cut junior roles, they cut learning pathways.
Right. One Harvard article recently argued that eliminating entry-level jobs is short-sighted because that's where tacit skills and leadership seeds are planted.
Exactly. Leaders become leaders because they once did the small, messy, real tasks. If those roles go away, education has to step in and create structured experiences that replace what the job market no longer provides.
Okay, here's the big AI one. If AI can write copy, segment audiences, build media plans, why spend a year learning things an algorithm can do in seconds?
Because the research shows AI doesn't replace marketing. It replaces tasks. A recent large study found early career employment dropped most sharply in jobs where AI automates routines. But in roles where AI augments human thinking, employment actually grew.
So the danger isn't AI replacing marketers. It's AI replacing marketers who don't know how to use it.
Exactly. The future belongs to people who can work with AI, question AI, and integrate AI, not people who fear it or ignore it.
And then there's the idea that anyone can work in marketing. Psychologists, engineers, data analysts.
Interdisciplinary backgrounds are great. But research also shows something important. Having a marketing degree isn't what predicts career success. It's breadth of experience, critical thinking, and independence.
So people misinterpret that as degrees don't matter.
Exactly. But without marketing foundations, you risk producing what I call data without direction. Plus, newer research, including a paper I co-authored, shows AI in marketing is shifting from analytics towards things like empathy, creativity, and persuasion. Those skills require strategic grounding, not just technical skills.
So, Andreas, what does a marketing degree really offer that badges, AI tools, and on-the-job learning don't?
Three things: strategic sense-making, tacit knowledge, and AI augmentation skills. Firstly, strategic sense-making. Marketing is no longer about memorizing frameworks. It's about connecting dots across customer, psychology, culture, technology, ethics, and competition. This kind of big-picture judgment doesn't come from a YouTube tutorial.
And AI can give you data, but it can't tell you which data matters.
Exactly. Strategy for now is a human craft. Second, tacit knowledge, the stuff you can't write down in a textbook, is built through doing real client problems, industry boot camps, study tours, in-company projects, teamwork under pressure, live feedback from actual managers. These experiences mirror what entry-level jobs used to provide. And they're where students learn to handle ambiguity, conflict, disappointment, and contradiction, none of which AI prepares you for.
You can't learn how to respond to a client's frustration from a certification course.
Exactly. You need lived moments, not just modules. Third, AI augmentation. A modern marketing program must teach students how to partner with AI, to use it for insight, creativity, exploration, and scenario testing. Not as a crutch or shortcut, but as a strategic collaborator.
So the degree isn't anti-AI, it's AI with guardrails and purpose.
Exactly. Humans set direction, AI accelerates it.
So the real question isn't whether we still need marketing degrees, but whether we need to redesign them.
Yes. Today's degrees must focus on experience, empathy, experimentation, cross-disciplinary thinking, ethical awareness, and AI fluency. This is what builds future-ready marketers, not another batch.
And it explains why experiential learning is so central. It replaces the tacit learning that used to happen in early jobs.
Right. Bootcamps, real company projects, international exposure, these are where understanding, resilience, and creative confidence are built. Because ultimately, as that CEO once said, looking at Amazon tells you what they do. A marketing degree teaches you how to think about what comes next?
Beautifully put.
The world doesn't need fewer marketing degrees. It needs better ones.
And with that, thank you for listening. See you next time on The Customer Code.